Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army. So we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go bride! Our soon coming king awaits.
Yes, Lord.
Hello, bride. WATB.TV is proud to announce our very first show coming up November 7th at 7 p.m. It's called Toss, the original state show. It's a show about weight loss. It's bringing to the conversation to the table that the bride has an epidemic of being overweight. We are not ready for the harvest. We need to get our bodies under self-control and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit to bring in the harvest. Amen. This show will have a panel of three women ministers, Dr. June Knight from We Are the Bride Ministries, Chaplain Yolanda Walker from Trifold Ministries, and Prophetess Teresa Nichols from Three Sheep Ministries. These panels will feature guest ministers to talk about the various topics of what we're facing as the bride, especially ministers. This show is geared towards ministry leaders and how we need to get in shape for the harvest. So this show will feature preaching, prayer, and professional interviews from doctors, personal trainers, and therapists about weight loss for the Bride of Christ. We need to get our temple in order because the King is coming. Get in shape for the harvest and get our bodies under self-control and discipline. Amen, bride. Listen, amen. We can do this. We can do this. So get ready, army. The harvest is coming. Amen. Before time began, our omnipotent and powerful God wrote our destiny book. He wrote our story to reveal to mankind another aspect of His glory. In this book, He means for our bodies to be in its original state. The enemy's plan is to cause the bride to distort the temple and cause us to be less efficient in the kingdom. Talk, the original state show, challenges the bride to take our temples back, gain self-control, and be all that God wrote in your book. Give God the pen and live your original state. Hello, bride. Good evening. This is your host, Dr. June Knight, coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee. Tonight, I have a treat for you. I have an assistant with me tonight. Give it up for Jimmy Satterwout from Houston, Texas. How you doing, Jimmy?
I'm wonderful. Hello, bride. It's awesome to be here.
Yes, I'm so excited to have you with us tonight, Jimmy. Thank you so much. Now, bride, we want you to check us out online at watbradio.com. We are also on Twitter at WATB Radio and on Facebook at WATB Radio. Listen, bride, we highlight each speaker. They all have their own page with information about their ministry, how it links back to how to contact them. So we encourage you to pray for these ministers that we have on these broadcasts. Listen, God chose these people for such a time as this for a purpose, to be highlighted to the bride, because, you know, there is enough harvest for everybody. Amen. Well, tonight we are highlighting a wonderful lady who comes highly recommended. She is in east side of Tennessee. Give it up for Miss Linda Ainsley. How you doing, Miss Linda?
I'm doing wonderful. It's exciting to get to be here with you tonight.
Yes, now did I say your last name right?
It's Amory, A-I-M-O-E-Y, Amory. Most people don't pronounce it right.
Well, I think I did the southern aspect to it with an
okay.
S.
That's all right. Yes, okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Happens all the time.
Miss Linda, there was a lady today who gave you a very high compliment. She said that you have the sweetest heart, the biggest heart. And I thought, what a very nice thing to say about someone. I mean, that's a big compliment.
I'm thankful. Yes. I'm thankful for the compliment.
Yes. Now, Miss Linda, let me ask you something, if you don't mind telling us a little bit about your life, being transparent with the bride, and tell us, what did God do to take you from nothing and turn you into something?
Well, you tell me when to hush, because when I was a young girl, I was raised over in Arkansas on a farm and went to church all my life, got married at 15 years old, had three children, married a man that drank and run the women, and I was left with three children. But I didn't bring any men into the house or anything, and I kept my children in church, and we went to church all their life, and they're all three saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. But,
wow.
I was raised in church, Sister June, but I didn't know very much. But, you know, God, he just positioned me with some wonderful people in Illinois, and they, by sitting with them and being with them, I learned, and the word of the Lord began to, I was always a prayer, but I wasn't a reader. But
right.
I just, the word of the Lord just began to open up to me. But let me back up a little bit. But I want to tell all these young women out there today that if you do have a bad situation and you have children, let me tell you what, fall in love with Jesus and you can make it with him. You can make it and you don't have to bring a man into the house. You don't have to do all these things like a lot of people think they have to do. But Christ will become your husband.
Yeah.
He'll become your husband and he'll help you through everything because in 1971, I was divorced, the Lord, because I prayed and sought his face, the Lord, he always supplied every need I had. We never went without. The children never were without. I always had a good car. And, everything just came to me because it came to the place in my marriage that I had left him several times and then ended up going back to him. And some people can relate to this tonight. But he would talk me into going back to him. And I was really young, like in my early 20s.
Yeah.
And I would go back to him, but then the same thing would happen again. But finally, when I was going to have my last son, the Lord spoke to me one day, and he said, he don't want to serve me. And if you don't break away from him, you're going to backslide. So I tell you what, God just began to move. I delivered that baby within about 2 weeks. God opened up the door. He gave me a whole house full of furniture, a car like brand new, and like a brand new accordion. My job fell in my lap. Everything, he took care of me. So tonight I'm talking to these young women that if they want to live right and they want to make it, God will see to it that they more than make it. So that's kind
Amen.
Of my great. Chopping cotton and picking cotton. But I lived in Illinois almost 30 years, and God was so good to me all down through the years.
Oh.
Then I'll go into something else later. But, you know, the Lord, the word of the Lord became alive to me. So that's kind of my story.
Right.
And I was very young, and then you want to go ahead and talk a little bit more there?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, well, the Lord, he just, like I said, I was always a prayer, but I wasn't a reader. But the Lord would come and give me revelation that I didn't even know was in the Word, even though I'd went to church all my life. But he began
right.
to give me revelation. And I co-pastored in Rockford, Illinois with the kids' cousin, and we got into the Word of Faith, and God began to bring that Word alive to me, and that's how the ministry started, really. But all my life, I played music and sung, and I ministered in that way when I was younger. But after I got about 35, 40 years old, I began to preach the gospel, even though I knew I was a preacher way back, but I didn't have the word in me. But
yeah.
I've been a preacher for a long time, really.
Oh.
So I'll hush there, and I'll let you pick up something else. Tell me what else you want me to go into here.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, your story sounds so much like my mom. She was raised in Arkansas in the cotton fields. She had a rough life as far as, you know, having to work for everything she had. And,
uh-huh.
you know, it's got to be hard on you now when you see this entitlement generation where they think everything's just owed to them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I really don't think that, even though I see it, because I realize that the people about my age, I'll say, I don't know how old you are, but we were raised up with different. We were raised up to work, and we were raised up to respect,
yeah.
and we were raised up. And so, you know, this day and time, like you're saying, people, they've had it too easy.
Yeah.
They've had it too
well,
easy.
Well, do you think that that reflects on ministry? Like, I'm sure you have mentored a lot of women. Is that hard to mentor women that come from that generation?
Honestly, I haven't really done a lot of that, Sister June. I haven't done a lot of that. I haven't done a lot of mentoring. I mean, I mainly just preached and sang and, you know, that.
Yeah.
And I prayed.
Well, how old was you when you first heard God calling you into ministry? And how did you hear him?
About 8 years old.
Wow, 8 years
old. I remember where I was at. I got saved at 8 years old. About 8 years old, I always been raised at Pentecostal church. And, you know, back those days, a lot of times the Spirit of the Lord would be moving in the service, and it drew the young people to the altar. I remember sitting in the seats, and tears rolled down my face, and I was drawn to the altar. I remember laying out in the floor, speaking in stammering lips. And,
wow.
Yeah, so, I was like 8 years old, and then later on, a little bit later down the line, Mom and Daddy got out of church, and I did too, so then I ended up getting married when I was about 15, and so, but we moved to Illinois when I was 17. I went to church one day, and my sister-in-law had told me about how good God had been to them and how he met their needs. It made me so hungry that I just threw my hands in the air, and the Holy Ghost in the fluent tongues come down on me and filled me with a heavy feeling, and I was never the same since. That was 17 when I was 17.
Oh, that is amazing. So you started ministering basically then when you were 17.
Yes, yes. I began to play music and sing, and the Lord would really anoint me to sing, and I would know who I was singing to, you know.
Well,
Like a preacher a lot of times knows who they're preaching to, I knew who I was singing to.
Yeah. I bet you have seen a lot over the years as far as ministry goes.
See, yeah, I've seen a lot.
Yeah. Well, has your husband, has your family been with you? Have they been very supportive of your vision?
Well, my children, they're all married and really got a family of their own and go to church in their own places. Like my son, my youngest son lives in Rockford, Illinois, and I have one son lived in Wisconsin, and he just moved down here about a year ago. And my daughter, her and her husband go to another church. So, you know, I just kind of – now, my daughter, we've been having women's conferences for about 3 years in a row, and she preaches too with me.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, she does, and she preaches under a good anointing, too. I'm telling you, she's really anointed.
Oh.
Yes.
Now, you've been in ministry then how many years?
About 50. So just,
well, Lindsay, if you've been in ministry 50 years, to the audience that's listening right now, these up-and-coming ministers, what advice would you give them about branching off into ministry?
Well, be strictly led by the Spirit, that's for sure, because you can get out there, and if you're not ready for it, the enemy will try to take you under.
Yeah.
And you need to be led by the Spirit and make sure you've been rooted and grounded in the Lord. Don't you think that's the right answer? Make sure that you're rooted and grounded in the Lord.
Yes.
And be steadfast in the Lord. All the things I went through as a young woman, like through my marriage and stuff like that, it made me strong because I sought God. You know, yeah. I didn't divorce because I wanted a divorce. I ended up because I had to. But I prayed that thing through, Sister June, and people don't know what that is anymore, to pray things through till they really get their answer and then do what God wants you to do, you know?
Yeah.
But see, when you
yeah.
do that, then God, he's obligated to take care of you.
Right.
Now, I think that's a good word right there.
I'm serious.
He will finance and he will take care of anybody that will obey him.
Yes, amen. I know that. I'm in the very beginning of it myself. I am learning that, yes, ma'am. Well, Jimmy, do you have a question for her?
Just this one simple question, that what would you say to the young women who've gone through what you've gone through? And they're going through it right now.
Oh, just seek the face of God. Fall in love with the Lord, because he won't never fail you. And he'll give you direction, and he will supply your needs. And he will. And just give yourself to God, you know, because he'll take care of the heartache. He'll teach you how to give the heartache to him. He'll take care of the pain. And in the process of doing all that, he'll bring you to a new level.
That is awesome.
He'll bring you to a new level.
What has God been doing in your ministry lately? What are you doing now?
Well, you know, we had a conference recently with Sister Opal. I had her to come over here, and we had a conference. But for about a year, I just kind of had just been on hold, because 3 years straight we did conferences here, and the Lord spoke to me, and it's like I just felt like I needed to stop doing that for a little bit. And he spoke to me and he told me, he said, yes, you're doing these conferences. He said, but this is bigger than that. And
right.
I've just got to find the direction and go in the direction. Because, see, I'm not afraid. I've had to obey the Lord so many, not had to, but did so many times down through my life. And he proved himself to me so much, I'm not afraid. All I need is the direction, the total direction, know that it's God. Then I'm bold as a lion, I'm telling you. So that's not bragging. Let me tell you, it only comes from God. Because in myself, I'm not. But when I know that the Lord is speaking to me and showing me what he has me to do, I'm not afraid. I moved down from Illinois to Tennessee about 6 years ago. And right after that, yes. And then it wasn't long after that, my daughter and I, we started those conferences. And my goodness, they were power packed.
Yeah.
And but I'm not afraid. And I just, you know, with me, one of the things you want to talk to me about is the vision of the future. I just want to see God's people wake up. Because if one day we will wake up and there will be no time to wake up. You know what I mean?
Oh,
there will be no time to wake up. We got to do it now.
Yeah.
And one night I was asleep one morning, and I woke up out of a sound sleep, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, wake up the mighty men, which it means women and men. And see, a lot of people do not know who they are. They don't know who they are in Christ Jesus. They don't know, you know, their identity. They do not, that they've lost their vision, some people have. Some people have become weary and tired and faint, and it's just time that God's people wake up, and we need to really pray for one another, too, because like this last year that I went through so many things that I felt like sometimes I was faint. But you know what? I just really buried myself into listening to the Word and reading the Word and listening to the Word and everything I could do I met Sister Opal, and she's been a strength to me. And all you got to do is have your faith reignited.
Amen.
Your faith reignited. I did a message back a couple of years ago about relocating your faith. And so, see, sometimes that's what the enemy's after. He wants to get your love, and because love, it works your faith, and he wants your faith. Because, see, the only way we can please God is if we have faith. I'm preaching right.
I'm telling you, so before you get to preaching, Jimmy's going to ask you a quick question, and then after
okay.
that, we're going to take a commercial break
okay.
and hear what the Lord has to say through you. Go ahead, Jimmy.
What would you, if you, looking back on that now, and you had to go through it again, what would you do differently? And, you know, if you would answer this in such a way to where the young women that are going through this can draw strength from it.
Well, you know, when the Lord really does a thing, he brings such a healing to your heart that when you look back on it, it's almost like it never happened. So all I can encourage these young women is, let me tell you, there's a brighter day ahead. It may look dark right now, and it may look like there's no way, but I'm telling you there is. Just get your eyes focused totally on the Lord, because that's the only way I made it. But see, I fell in love with the Lord when I was 17. I fell in love with him, and he became more important to me than anything else in the world. See, we can't have a half love. We've got to have a heart full of love for the Lord. And when you do that, he will bring you through everything. He'll direct your footsteps. And then when you come out of it, it's kind of like the three Hebrew children that come out of the fiery furnace. You won't even smell like smoke. And so, see, and like I look, all the trials and the things that I've been through, because you pray them through and you really look to the Lord, it's like when you get out of them, it never happened. And I've been through some hard ones and some things that felt like it's shaking your very foundation. But you focus totally on the Lord and get yourself into it. Make sure you go to church and be with people and draw strength from other people. And God will bring you through, and it'll be like it never happened.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. Before we take our commercial break, if you had 5 minutes to talk to the bride in America about current day situation, what would you say, ma'am?
Well, I would say get your words in line with the Lord. Get your heart in line with God. Glory to God. Get your words in line. The Lord told me, he said, line your words up with me, because I am doing something. I'm doing a work. And he is setting up all the kingdom of God is really being set up for the end time. And he wants us to get our words in line with him. Plus, you cannot have a double talk. You can't. You got to get yourself in line with the Lord. And anytime, you know, a forward mouth, I think it's in, I forgot where it's at right now, but anyway, talk about having perverse words. Get your words right side up. Make sure your words line up with the Word of God. If you want to succeed in the things of God, have a good prayer life and get that mouth straightened up. Get your mouth straightened up. Is that a good answer?
Oh, yeah, that is a profound answer. Okay.
Get your mouth straightened up, because you're snared by your words. If you want to know where your problem's coming in at, check what you're saying.
Yeah.
See, the Lord told me one day about 2 years ago, he spoke to me because I was speaking the word. And not only was I speaking it, but faith was coming forth from me. Anyway, and he said, you have an advantage even over other Christians, he said, because you know how to speak the word. And I looked up that word, advantage, and it means superiority. It like brings you to a new level. It makes you different. It causes you to come up higher.
Right.
You're not living down in the mullet grubs of flesh and religion. I'm telling you, there's no room for religion today.
Right.
We got to come forth. We got to come forth and talk kingdom talk. Walk kingdom walk. Let the fruit of the Spirit come forth in our lives.
All right, sister, we're going to take a quick little commercial break. When we come back, we're going to let that fire be released. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, one moment. Are you a writer, or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Vision properly through the web? Do you have a website and maximizing on social media platform? Now listen, your online presence is as vital as your personal presence. Vision Communications can help you achieve that vision. We will take your vision and creatively express it to the world. We will partner with you today to reach your perfect target audience, which is sold. Contact us today at www.govisions.us and present your vision to the world in the best way. Amen. Miss Linda, we're back. We're so excited to hear what God has got to say through you. Go ahead, sister.
Okay. Since I heard you talk from the beginning, I heard you talking about the bride waking up. And I have a message about wake up the mighty men, as I already talked about. And it says in Joel 3:9, it says, proclaim ye this among the Gentiles, prepare war, wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. It's time to wake up the sleeping beauty of the sleeping bride out of your slumber. And that is one thing the enemy is trying so hard today to do, Sister June, is to cause the people of God to lay down and be relaxed and be sleepy and lethargic and feel like they don't have any strength to go forward. But I pray to God that tonight, I'm telling you, we've got all that it takes, or we would not be born for such a time as this in order to go forth and do what we need to do. These are lying spirits that have come in upon the face of the earth to try to keep God's people from going forth and even praying in the will of God upon the face of the earth and being able to do what God wants to do on the face of the earth at this time. And so the enemy is busy. He works 25 hours a day trying to keep God's people from coming forth. And I was thinking about, like people don't even know that they're mighty. They don't even know who they are. They don't know like Gideon when Gideon was all hunkered down there by the vine press, when the Midianites of Ephraim was trying to come in against them, stealing their fields and everything else, and the enemy is out today to steal everything that God's people have. But Gideon, he was all hunkered down. He didn't know who he was, and the angel God, the Lord came, and he said, Almighty man of valor. And Gideon said, who, me? But I'm telling you today, God has got mighty men and women sitting in the church seats that have not even been able. And another thing, there has been, this is going to be rough, but there has been pastors that have not allowed the people to come forth and do what God has called them to do. And so they are stifled, and they sit so long that they become weary and tired and feel like their vision is being erased. But I'm telling you, we are to blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm, because God is raising up a mighty army. He said they will not break in. He is raising up the people with might and power. They are laying their rising forth, and they know that they are children of the Most High God, that they are Abraham's seed, and that we can do whatever God has called us to do.
Yes, Lord.
And to all glory to God. And so, the mighty means accomplished or characterized by might. Hence, extraordinary, wonderful, imposing, or awesome in size, degree, or extent, a mighty stone, fortress, dunamis power. And so, people have forgotten. They've forgotten who they are. And God wants us to wake up. And like I said, that one morning he said, wake up the mighty men. And I began to study that. And like David, how he had those little misfits. They were nobodies. They looked like nobodies. But I'm telling you what, when they went with David, they could do what the Lord had them to do. And today we just got to lay hold of the things of God. And that Joel 1:5 says, awake, sanctify, fast, or repent. And Jeremiah, talks about if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, he said, I'll come and heal your land. Now, I may not be saying that exactly just like it is, but it's the same thing. But God wants to heal our land so we can stand up strong like we need to stand up.
Yes, amen.
And it says, blow the trumpet in Zion, like I always said. I'm just going through some of my papers here about mighty men. It says in 1 Chronicles 11:10, King James Version says, these also are the chief of the mighty men who David had, who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom and with all Israel to make him king, according to the word of the Lord. See, we got to strengthen ourselves. David said, I can't remember right now, but anyway, we got to strengthen ourselves, and how you do that is get in the Word, get in prayer, bind yourself with some good people. I was thinking a while back when I was going through so many things, I said, Lord, put me with some strong people. Put me with somebody that will help pull these gifts up out of me. Put me with people, Lord, that appreciate you. You understand? You need to be with people that appreciate you, that will pull on your anointing, that will pull on the prophetic that's in you. And glory to God. But that's who we need to ask God to put us with, these kind of people. Then it gives you the strength that when you go out amongst the weaker people, then you are more strengthened and stable to go out and do what God's called you to do.
Right.
But God, he wants us to go forward. He wants us to press and to press into the things of the Lord, because this is pressing times. This is a pressing day. And Philippians 3:14 said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high call of God. And to me, I searched out that high calling. It means like exceedingly abundantly above, more than enough in you, straining toward the goal. And it says, Paul said, not that I've already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. And verse 13 says, brothers, I do not consider that I've made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call. That means seated with him in heavenly places. Walking with him. Being, by faith, we're seated with him. And so, but see, we got to know, we got to let this faith come alive. We got to come alive and know who we are. And it says, a prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. And I wrote a little thing down here. It says, it's time for us to grow up into the sonship.
Yes.
We got to know. A servant only knows what they walk up to the table and kind of serve the food, and they just know a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But I'm telling you, when you walk at the sonship of God, you know what he's doing. You have the mind of Christ. You know the heart of Christ. And the devil trembles when people begin to walk in the things of God and walk in the love of God and the faith of God, the word of God. He trembles at that. See, he don't care if you're weak. He likes that because you can't be much of a threat. But when people walk in who they are and walk in the sonship of God, he's afraid of those people. You know, before this election happened, I'll say about a year ago, I was praying, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, if my people would come together and begin to speak the same thing, just like the Tower of Babel, there was nothing they couldn't accomplish. He said, exactly. If they would begin to speak the same things, he said the Babylonian system would be afraid of the church. As it is, they have not been afraid of the church because the church has not stood in who they really are.
Yep, I agree.
Praise the Lord. So tonight we just got to realize that we are mighty men and women of God, and you know that God has appointed us and he's chosen us for such a time as this, like Esther. He's appointed us and chosen us to stand in the gap and to rise up and let the world see Jesus in us. Let the world, there's no time for weakness. There's no time for... It's no time for pity parties. There's no time for that because we are growing up and becoming strong soldiers in the Lord.
Yes.
And I just bless his name tonight. And when Sister Opal was here, we did a program called Charge. And I was thinking about David. I'm just kind of going here and there tonight, but I was thinking about David. When David went down to the army, Saul's army, and his brothers were down there, and you know David, he went down there to take his brother some cheese and whatever, and he told, he heard him talking about what was you going to get if you killed that giant. Well, see, that giant should have already been dead because he had been wailing in 40 days. That giant should have already been dead because Saul and the whole army of Israel was down there, and they had the same covenant that David had, but they weren't walking in it.
Yeah.
You hear me today? They were not walking in their covenant. But David, see, he hadn't been down there with Saul. He'd been down there. He'd been out in the field taking care of his father's business. And so David was out there, and he killed a lion, and he killed a bear, and this story's familiar. But I'm telling you, when he came back up to the army, and he found out what Saul said that you could have if you killed that giant. Well, his brothers, you know, his brother tried to ridicule him. And today when you stand up in the things of God, a lot of times your own brothers and whatever try to ridicule you. But David, he didn't pay him no mind. He just turned and he said, first he said, what will I get if I kill that giant? And so he told him, and his brother ridiculed him, and so he just turned the other way, but whenever he went down to run toward Goliath, he prophesied, and he was not afraid because he knew. He knew that he had the strength to kill the lion. He knew that he had the strength to kill the bear, and he knew that this uncircumcised Philistine that tried to defy the armies of the living God, until he knew he was doomed, and because he knew who his God was. Well, that's what we've got to do. We got to rise up and be like David too. All these examples in the Word of God, we've got to rise to the occasion.
Right.
rise to the occasion and not be afraid, not cower down, not back up, but to press forward in the things of God and just do all that God's called us to do. I'm telling you, reinforce the things. High glory to God. You may not even know exactly what God wants you to do next, but reinforce the things that you know thus far and stand in what you already know until you get some more instruction, just like I'm waiting for right now. Stand in what you already know. Praise the Lord. Bless His name. And let that armor of light and strength just be reinforced in our lives, and get up and go forward and press toward that mark and press on in there into what God wants us to do. Hallelujah.
Wow, that is powerful, sister, because definitely God is calling the bride to walk in maturity.
Yes.
He's telling us to rise up. It is our time. He's telling us to expand our voice, expand our borders, and to be what He's called us to be. Actually, you know, He has given us this open door right now.
It is. It's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
For us to walk through. Jimmy, yeah. Do you have any insight about what she preached on?
Well, just this, that I think the church has been on milk for too long, and it's time that we get on meat and get on some real spiritual meat.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, you know, a baby can't do much. A baby can't do much. You know what I'm saying? They can cry and suck the bottle, and you got to diaper them, and you got to pet and pamper them. But I tell you what, when you grow up and begin to eat that meat, that protein, that meat, it'll put on muscle and whatever. And that's right. You know, I know a lot of things I can't really go into, but that is the truth. God's people need to wake up and get on the Word, because the Word is, the Bible says that the Word of the Lord is the only thing that has the power to save your soul. And your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. There's where you need the help. It isn't that you haven't got saved, but you never got past getting saved.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that true?
Yes, it is. And, you know, part of the problem is we let so many other things, and I'm talking about, you can go into a person's home and fill it up with things and fill a regular-sized box up with things that are unbiblical that shouldn't be in a home, but they're in the home.
Yes, yes, yes. Idolatries, different things. Idols and whatever, because see, whatever you give yourself to, that's what you're going to be good at, and whatever you give your strength to, that's an idol. If you give your strength to all these things, it's an idol. See, if you give your strength to watching TV, that TV becomes your idol. I have a TV. But let me tell you, I watch a lot of Daystar and TVN, and I try to watch good things that does not harm my spirit. But see, and magazines or whatever, all kinds of things.
Right, right.
And so,
sister,
see,
we ask all of the people that come on the show, we ask the bride to partner with us in prayer, because we believe that when we sow into your life, into the mission that God calls you to through prayer, that God will bless us. So, bride, we're going to ask that you all bow your heads and come together in agreement for Miss Linda. Lord, we just come together right now as the bride of Christ across the world, Lord. You chose her to be highlighted tonight for such a time as this, Lord. We thank you, God, for the 50 years of service to your people, Lord. We thank you, God, for all of the valleys she's been through, Lord, all of the trials she's been through, the victories, the miracles that her eyes have seen, the hurt, the compassion in your people, Lord. We just thank you, God, that she is still here. We thank you she is still declaring the oracles of the Lord. We thank you, God, for this next season that you are preparing for her, Lord. Her time is not done. We thank you she's just going to the next level, Lord. And, God, we ask you to bless her, Lord. We ask that you give her all of the tools and strategies that she is going to need to accomplish the mission that you have called her to, Lord. We pray, Lord, for clarity in her understanding of what it is that you have called her to, Lord. We ask you, God, to send angels, a host of angels, to encamp about her, Lord, encamp about her house, Protect her family, Lord. Protect her as she travels. Protect her as she ventures off into these new adventures, Lord. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for blessing her health. Heal her body, Lord. Heal her mind. Heal her soul, Lord. Heal her all the way around, God. Lord, we pray that you give her intercessors, people that will pray for her and lift her up, Lord, and not leave her out there on her own, Lord, but that these would be people that would intercede and that would fight the spirits as she is going out in the war, stepping in the battle, God. Lord, we pray for her finances. Lord, we pray you send people to donate in her ministry, Lord. People that will partner with her in her vision, Lord. People that will support her, Lord. Father God, we thank you for taking care of her. Like she testified to the whole world tonight, Lord, that you are protecting her. You are taking care of her. And we thank you for that, God. What a testimony that this woman has to the bride, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, Jimmy, I would love for you to take a moment to pray for her as well. And then, sister, we're going to ask that you pray for us. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Okay. Father, I'm so thankful for the ministry she has and for what you brought her through to make her. Scripture says that you refine us through fire to purify us. And, Lord, she has been refined and purified, and you have made her into something special. And, Father, we're so thankful for that. And we ask that you just touch and that you would continue to bless her ministry, that she would grow. Lord, that when it comes her time to go and to be with you, that you would raise up someone that she can mentor to take her place, Father, in the name of Jesus, right now. In the name of Jesus, we speak blessing, we speak prosperity, and we speak absolute joy over her life in the name of Jesus, right now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, now, sister, if you would please pray for our ministry, we would appreciate it, and then pray for the bride.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up this ministry right now to you. Dr. Jimmy and Brother Jimmy, Lord, I just lift them up. You know the whole of the matter, Lord. I ask you, Father, right now that you move by your Spirit upon everything that pertains to this ministry and to their lives and to their family, to their finances, Father, mentally, physically, financially, spiritually, socially. Father, I ask you to bless them tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I ask you, Lord, that you touch them in their walk with you tonight, God, in the name of Messiah, in the name of Jesus, and in their bodies, Lord, strengthen them even through their shoulders and their back. Lord, strengthen them tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, as my voice goes out over the airways, I ask you, Lord, that you move upon your bride, Lord. Oh, God, I ask you, Father, that you cause your people to become so joyful, Lord, because joy is attractive. And Lord, I ask you to cause your people to turn loose everything, Lord, but you. And let them be like a bride that is looking forward to the day that they will be united with the King, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, like a bride is usually giddy, and she's happy, and she prepares herself. I ask you, Father, to stir up your people all around the world, God, that we would have our hearts and our minds totally on you, and that we would fall in love with you with everything that is within us, Lord. And we just give you praise and glory tonight. I thank you for this opportunity to be on this program. I bless your sweet name for that tonight. And I ask you to bless these people, Father, that has invited me to come on the air with them in the name of
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank sister,
Lord.
Thank you so much for being with us on the broadcast. Now, Brian, I am going to play a song for you. I have not played this in a while, but sister, I pray that this will bless you on our way out the broadcast. Amen.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
see your beauty on the cross, removing my hidden jaws.
All right, Bride. Well, y'all have a good evening. God bless you. God bless you, Miss Linda and Jimmy. Y'all have a wonderful evening.
God bless you.
God bless y'all.
All right. Good night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.